Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Cambridge 105
Radio. 10 minutes past eight, Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. On Wednesday, the Cannes Conference will explore ways to move from Cambridge schools and university places to creative and cultural industries. One of the speakers is Richard Woods. He is co-founder of Create Britain, which is a new online platform. It's been conceived and built by ARU graduates and showcases creative skills and talent. Good morning, Richard. Thank you very much for coming in.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
So what interested you in the conference on Wednesday, which I gather is already oversubscribed?
No, I think there's room for more.
Is there space?
Room for more. Yes,
okay.
There is space if you get in quick. I think booking closes at 6 o'clock this evening. So, we can plug the details of where to find that at the end.
Yeah, no, we should definitely do that.
But we were invited to speak, and this is on the back of the work that we're already doing with the university. As mentioned, you know, there's a few of the university graduates involved in building Create Britain. And one thing that we're trying to do is we're trying to pull together both the educators, the local authorities, the local businesses and the creative communities, just to get everyone working a lot smarter together. And you know, on the back of that, you know, Cannes started to learn about what we were doing, and they thought it was absolutely dead and centre on their message about how they're helping students and also people who are coming through a less formal route as they try and bridge this employability gap.
Because there is a lot of, it's interesting, Cambridge always gets highlighted, maybe the pharmaceutical side of things, the tech side of things, but there are a lot of creative businesses around. We've got just, well, if you count us, there's three just in the Gwydra Street Enterprise Centre here. And all of those companies are going to be needing new talent, be it from schools or from the universities.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't a Cambridge issue. This is a national issue, and it's a really important one. I mean, creative industries is contributing $111 billion to the economy. It's the fastest growing part of the economy. But if you look at how it's built up, we know that 95% of the people in the industry work within micro businesses. So that's less than 10 people, and a third of them are self-employed. So it's really difficult for these people to have a voice. And with them being small businesses, it means that, you know, when they're trying to promote themselves, you know, people go looking on Google and on LinkedIn. But it's really hard as an independent, you know, if you're just getting started. Yeah, how do you get found?
It's intriguing, isn't it? Because there are lots and lots of trade associations in this area. Yet at the same time, the problem, as you describe, is apparent of people trying to get their foot in the door and just waving the flag, however hard they try.
Yeah, I mean, if we look at the trade associations, I mean, there's all sorts of, you know, federations, councils, bodies that are representing the industry. And on a national level, they do a great job. You know, they are lobbying governments. They are, you know, they are looking after the interests of the people working within the industry. But they're not really getting down at grassroots.
Do you think the problem is they're looking and targeting people, maybe the higher end of things, you know, the trade associations, they end up representing, I don't know, the theatres, the venues, the big website developers. They don't necessarily care so much about those who, as you say, these companies who are often having less than a dozen employees.
Yeah, and a lot of people look at these bodies and look at London and think that there is an establishment side to this industry. But even at a regional level, even if you've got local bodies and local websites, you know, the nature of these, they're so dispersed. And, you know, they're competing with one another, they're overlapping, they might have had £5,000 Arts Council grant to get going, and it runs out. And finding this information is it's just confusing. We just need a single gateway where you can go in and find whatever it is that you're looking for.
And I know you're trying to do that with Create Britain. How specifically would it help Cambridge? What are the benefits for somebody who is starting out, wants to get into the creative sector, or maybe from the other side of things, someone who has a business and needs somebody creative to come and do a particular task for them, other than asking your mates, how does the Create Britain site help that?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we've already mentioned that the majority of the companies in the creative industry are these micro businesses, and within a small business, when you're up against it and you need extra resource, you look around, you ask the people you rely on a few signposters, but where do you go to find these people? More often than not, we just dig deep and think, well, I'm going to have to work extra hours just to get this job over the line. And it's the same for all these individuals, be them students or those starting out. When your marketplace, when your potential employers are tens of thousands of organisations across the country, how do you approach them? Mm. How do you match those unique skills? And it nearly always is unique.
And
skills.
I guess with these things, once the site is up and running, that's good. But you need to presumably seed it with the correct information in the first place to make it a portal worthwhile going to. Because otherwise, a couple of people listed on there are no good to anybody.
No, absolutely. And the biggest difference, I think, with createbritain.com compared to what you will see on Google and other search engines is that every entry has been indexed. And this is self-indexed. This is how people describe themselves. What is their creative identity? What makes them different from everyone else out there?
So people, they can go to the site and put that information in.
Absolutely. And they can do it in a very visual way as well, as is the whole creative industry.
What do you mean? They put up a little video of themselves? Or
they can embed videos. They can put SoundCloud. You can do interactive 3D stuff. You could write text. We've built it so we cater for individual tastes because that is the nature of the creative industry.
And how has the ARU helped you, the Ruskin? How have they helped you build this project?
Yeah, well, there's three alumni within the team that are building this, and they brought us in quite early on and let us have access to the students. They've let us do pilots with their computer game design students. And, we're getting feedback from that just to make it as frictionless as possible. But,
Frictionless, is that the new phrase for easy to use?
Well, yeah, we're happy to use it. But, when they're approaching graduation, it also gives a tool for the heads of department to grab hold of this year's fashion students and to market them out to all of these potential employers. Again, just the issue with so many individuals and so many different potential.
So has the ARU been specifically involved in the technical building of this, or is it on an advice level?
Really through constructive feedback,
right?
Yeah,
certainly something. Quite a many career. Well, we have the creative industry within the Ruskin. Also, there's the Creative and Performing Arts Centre on the bottom of Stursentry there. That's interesting, Richard. So on Wednesday, people can see you, find out more about Create Britain, and they can also, I guess, get to chat with some of the other creative industries from around the city as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, the whole subject of the day is really about developing and sustaining creative talent for Cambridge. Let's stop this exodus to London, because it's crazy.
And that's the problem. People hop on, because it's not cohesive enough here, so people hop on a train to London and stay there.
Yeah, because that's how people interpret it. It's not the case, though. The UK or Britain, one of the most creative nations in the world. Cambridge, one of the most resourceful cities, so much talent here. And yet, we have people saying there are no opportunities, and we have organisations saying we can't find the talent. It's about connecting the two.
Okay, well, hopefully people can do that, both with Create Britain and the Cannes conference as well. Richard, thank you very much. But you have, you're waving
if,
a piece
if,
of paper.
If I, just before like, I go, like a quiz, will a quiz kill card. Me if I don't actually get out the fact that, yeah, bookings close at 6 o'clock tonight. If you go to www.cambridgeartnetwork.com, you can get your tickets. It's only a few pounds, some great speakers, and you can hear us let rip into why we think these California tech giants aren't serving the creative industry.
What?
Thank you very much.
Richard, thank you very much. Richard Woods, co-founder of Create Britain. Cambridge 105 Radio.